It's another tough week for Bubbling Under. I can already feel it. 27 minutes on to 11 o'clock. That's Ayana with the one alongside M. Roomby with Andia, featuring Andia with It's You. So only one of these two tracks can come back next week on Bubbling Under. And as you know, you've got to be the one to let me know. I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. We've had and we continue to have such a great, great Easter Sunday morning. You taking the time to join me means so much. And I am so glad because my guest is in studio. We are all set up for this. And, you know, the one thing I did say, and I always say on the show is that, and I started off by saying, if you have some extra joy, please pass it along. An extra smile, please share it. Times can be hard, and you might be having intrusive thoughts. You might be going through stuff that you feel nobody else understands, and you're trying everything to kind of center yourself, but you feel your mental and emotional wellness is just running away. And all you need to do, I've got a place for you to go to. It's perfectly safe. It's perfectly anonymous. There are professionals who will pull out tools out of their toolbox to help you navigate what it is you're going through. Most importantly, there are also peers who have probably been through what you've been through, and they will also be able to share some insight on how they dealt with their situations. Remember, your mental and emotional wellness is important, not just for you, but for the people around you. If you're off kilter, if you feel you're off kilter, and there's nothing wrong with that, it's really important to be able to center yourself back. Now, I always talk about being in nature. I talk about being by the water. I talk about being around people who bring out the best in you. That can help with anxieties. But sometimes it goes too fast, and it's intrusive, and it runs. And then... You know, you might see somebody who you believe might be going through it, and they don't look like themselves. They don't act like themselves. So please, once again, Bonga, it's so important to speak up for your mental and emotional wellness. www.bonga.ora.ke. Hop onto TikTok, because Bonga partnered with TikTok to be able to bring stories of people who've been able to share how they navigated through their mental and emotional wellness challenges and, you know, success stories of how they got onto the other side. It's always great. And just tips on how to take care of your mental and emotional wellness. Once again, please speak up. Your mental and emotional wellness depends on it. You are so valuable. You really do need to be at 100 for yourself and then everybody else. I'm about to switch gears from talking about a mental and emotional wellness to a segment that's going to bring us so much joy. I'm really excited. Now, sitting right across of me, literally right across of me, is a classically trained vocalist and instrumentalist, a self-taught vocal producer, songwriter, a lover of music and all things art. She is the medium that connects soul to the power of music through her sultry yet soulful voice, her songwriting, which she has taken to since she was a teenager, she says, is a blend of fun and quirk. Yet, she still manages to provoke thought by highlighting the human experience in grief, heartbreak, social injustice, GBV, but also love, hope, faith, and growth. I love that. Now, her music is poetry in motion and an ensemble of her influences as a child. Classical, traditional, and electronic instrumentation carries the listener to a dreamscape state. She has found profound meaning in theater performance and live music performance and has been part of various theater shows as well as poetry showcases in Nairobi. Now, her love for music and the influence it has touched many of her listeners, and she's been working to release her music. And she just reminded me, child, I was here. I was in town. Well, not here. I was with you when I was about to release music, and now it's here. So excited to be able to speak with her and have her on the show this morning, this Easter weekend. Her latest project, Kusema Kweli EP, is the most talked about, and she's been able to perform at various platforms. Really an honor to have Nduta Notes here with us on the lounge. Such an honor. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Happy Sam. Easter.
Happy Easter.
You said, okay, I'm going to join you on Easter weekend. Thank you.
Bring the good vibes.
Oh, my goodness. Look at you. And you did. Yes, for sure. So You were with me in town a couple years ago.
Yes.
You're like, I'm about to release some music.
Yes.
And here you are.
Here I am.
You've released your music.
Yes.
Wow. Congratulations. I've got to say that.
Thank you.
First things first, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On working, because I know it can be quite a challenge getting to this point. Mm-hmm. Now, Nduta, and she's Nduta Notes, by the way, because she hits those notes. Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Your music seems to effortlessly blend elements of classical, traditional, and electronic instrumentation, because that's what, you know, that's your background and what you have in the back. Mm-hmm. How do you manage to weave these diverse influences into such a cohesive sound?
I think it's very internal and very personalized. I wouldn't say there's a particular way of thought. It's more of that what comes to me, because I've grown up listening to lots of classical music. I am very in tune with my culture at home, and I get to experience a lot of this culture. And in that sense, it influences me to be able to write music that feels authentic to Nduta Notes and where Nduta Notes comes from and what are the things that she loves. And growing up then, I got to discover that I really enjoy creating music on my laptop and being able to bring out sounds. And that's when the electronic part of it came through, and I've just been enjoying the journey through it all. It's just a feeling more than it is like a guided thought. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that anecdote. Like, you just stumbled onto it when you're on your computer and then figured, oh, I could do this.
Yes.
Let's talk about your songwriting, if we will, because you this was in your bio and it really stuck out at me. It delves into deep themes. Right?
Yeah.
Grief, heartbreak, and social justice, injustice rather. But there's also hope. There's also love. There's also joy. There's all of that. So how do you strike a balance between addressing these heavy topics, because they can be quite heavy, but at the same time uplifting us as your listener?
I believe that music is a very powerful tool. And to be able to tell my story, because I am also a human being on this planet. I go through these things for sure. And I know there are people out there who want to be able to express what it is that they're feeling, or they want to be able to meet someone who is able to express, yeah, this is what I'm actually going through. And being able to tell my story of, you know, grief, I'm able to also offer hope that it's not just something that you go through that's bad, but on the other side there are people who are dealing with it every day, and I get to share that story and offer solace. Yeah.
So I'm going to do what you do. I might not do it as well as you, but you balance the heavy with the light. So let's go a little light.
Yes.
If your music could be a flavor, what would it taste like and why? Now that we've talked about something heavy, let's go to something light.
A flavor. I think pistachio.
Mm, tell me why.
Because I like the color of pistachio flavor. We all know pistachio is like green.
Yeah.
That's my favorite color. And I think pistachio because it's a nut, in the sense that
we got it light. We definitely.
I don't know. I just love I love nuts, and I like the feeling that pistachio leaves in your mouth once you just like take it. It's like salty, then you keep like eating, and it's like, oh, okay. I like how crunchy feels, but also it's like sweet and like, I don't know. I just love the taste of nuts.
All right, so that's what your music. Let's go a little light as well. If you could collaborate with any fictional character in a song, who would it be? And what kind of music do you think you'd create together?
A fictional character.
Yeah.
So interesting. I would.
I mean, you know, it could be Fred Flintstone, Martha, you know, all those, whoever.
Ooh, I think I really like the character in Proud Family.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? I keep forgetting her name. Pennywise. Yes, she's a very relatable character, and also I really enjoyed that animation that she was able to, as a teenager, I think I really saw a lot of myself in her. Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Now let's go back to this. Your music not only entertains, but also provokes thoughts touching on various aspects of the human experience. Like you said, we're all going through it, and that's what you try to tap into.
Different.
How do you hope your art contributes to broader conversations about love, about social justice, about personal growth?
My music has been very collaborative up to this point. I enjoy being in the same room with other artists who share the same mindset, who share the same vision in terms of like creation of art and what art does for the society. And I feel that my music in collaboration will be able to raise a community of people that are speaking about things that matter and things that can change the world, that can be able to raise the next generation of artists and musicians, that together in that room with five or so people doing different careers and doing different things, that when we come together, the vision is one, to be able to share stories that are African and very Kenyan and that are very genuine as well. Yes.
I love that.
Yes,
I love that a lot. Yeah. Yes. See now don't we want to go see her live? Yeah, I know we do want to see her. We do want to see her live. And it takes me to this next part, because we are going to hear her live. And luckily, I get to see her live.
Yes.
But we get to hear her live, right? Now, your live Your live performances are said to be transformative experiences for your audience. How do you create that connection?
I love to perform live. I'm a very expressive performer. Always have been, ever since I was a kid. And it's all vibes. I can't really say what transformative thing I've done unless someone comes and tells me, like, Ivy, this is a transformative part of your music. I think it's all vibes, being able to share. My love for music is what is the most important thing when I'm performing. Yeah.
And we're going to experience that. Aren't we so lucky this Easter Sunday? As someone deeply connected to both music and art,
yes.
How do you see these two mediums intersecting in your work? And what do you hope to communicate through this fusion?
Sorry?
As you're deeply connected to both music and art, right?
Yes.
How do you see these two mediums?
Yeah.
Intersecting
yes.
in your work, and how? What do you hope to communicate through both, through this fusion rather?
I get that. I think it's very obvious to people who probably interact with me. I enjoy to paint. I enjoy sewing. I enjoy beading. I'm like very expressive with my hands as well, and I like to create things. So I think when I'm doing my music, when I'm presenting it out to people, I also share those parts of myself by connecting. The moments that I was writing this music, this was the kind of art that I was also indulging in that isn't just music. And in the same way, then I have, you know, stuff like my art out, like cover arts or paintings that I've done that I share to be able to connect to that higher place, a higher feeling. Yes.
Finally, because I know we're ready for her, aren't we? You're like, child, why do you have all these questions on Easter Sunday? Because I do. Congratulations once again on Kusema Okweli.
Thank you so much.
It's got quite a buzz.
Yes.
Can you tell us the inspiration behind it real quick?
Kusema Okweli was a project that came up from a point of wanting to record the music. I remember when I was here, I said I really wanted to put my music out. And then I met Cedric, who's here with me today, and we were able to really connect on that purpose of we want to do cool music and want to do really good music that people will enjoy, that feels very personal as well as it's something that's fun and also engaging to the ear. And so the project was born from my experiences through heartbreak and grief and all those feelings in my recent past. And I took those songs and I was like, I want to be able to share this with the world. And when we collaborated with Sedo, we were able to add one more song because I had four songs. So I added one more song where we collaborated and he was able to, you know, add some of his art in there as well. And he also produced the entire project, so that was also amazing. Yes. And Kusema Okweli, I would say, is our baby. It's our baby, and it's been a wonderful journey to be able to share and get people to also be like, yo, we like your music. And it's been about that, people being able to enjoy the music.
Yeah. And what do you want people to take away, or what do you hope listeners are going to take away from Kusema Okweli?
Kusema Okweli
play on words. We just had that. Yay.
Kusama Kweli.
Yes.
The EP is a sort of direction or a hope. Like, it's a direction towards hope that, you know, you could have your heart broken, but, you know, when you choose yourself or when you choose your heart or when you're going through grief, you know, you choose yourself, you choose to be above that. I think that's the message I'd like people to take away from it, that it gets better on the other side. Purpose is important, like, pursue your purpose, and I promise the hope will always be at the end of that tunnel. Yes.
All right, so we're going to keep it light. Like I said, it's a last light question as Nduta Notes gets ready for us, and it's such an ensemble. All right, if your EP, speaking of Kusema Okweli, if your EP Kusema Okweli were a dish at a restaurant, what would be its ingredients and why?
Interesting.
Just to keep it light, because we're going into the music, we've got
interesting. I'd say pasta and meatballs.
Ooh. All right. Go ahead.
I don't know why, but I think because I had pasta and meatballs recently. Yeah, and I really enjoyed pasta and meatballs. And I really, really love pasta. So, yeah, I think Kusema Okweli would be pasta.
All right, Kusema Okweli would be pasta and meatballs. And Duta Notes is going to take it away on the live sessions. Thank you so much for sharing all of this with us. Stand by, because her and her entire team who are in studio are just about to do the ting-ting. And trust me, it's going to be lovely. Duta Notes on the live sessions. First time at our new location, but not the first time on the show. Here we go.
The live sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I just want you to be who you are to. No need for harm, my daughter. If only I could free her from the shackles of a lover's faults. Of course I know you try. Of course I know you cry every night and every time the evening dies. I hope I'll see you again. Could be fall of my angel, fall of my angel, fall of my angel, fall of my angel. Dear God, I pray that you listen to her tears and blood when she's wishing that bottle of gin was the very last drink. 160 on free should do the trick. I know you try. Of course I know you cry every night and every time the evening dies. I hope I'll see you again. Could be fall of my angel, fall of my angel, fall of my angel, fall of my angel. Fallen angel is fallen, fallen angel is fallen, fallen, fallen angel is fallen, fallen angel. Catch me, I'm falling. Catch me, I'm falling. Catch me, I'm falling. Catch me, I'm falling. Catch me, I'm falling.
That was Fallen Angel, out now on Spotify. Next, I'm performing Hisia with my producer, Sed's Imagination. Enjoy.
Yes, sir.
Battlefield, I play with your heart. In the battlefield, I break it apart. There's no other sword that can rip the scars anymore. Does the rainbow still have a place in your world? Does the piercing rain still reflect all our love? Or does contrast show underneath the snow of our past? 21 to 3, Benzie, come with me. My feelings running deep, the pain of ecstasy. I've been wondering, how could this ever be? I fell in deep, but I can't leave, I cannot leave. Hisia, wondering when I see ya, my baby, ya, wondora, Benzila, oh, Asara, Kimbia, Kumbatia, Pakamwisho, Manjia. Oh.
You left, but I think Nihisia
Zinizo ena mbali Ukani achilia.
Touch of your body can disappear. No. I remember those days making love now with tears, like a rose full of thorns. Fikali
na mia. 21, 2, 3, Benzi, come with me. My feelings running deep, the pain of ecstasy. I've been wondering, how could this ever be? I fell in deep. Now I can leave, I cannot leave. It's here, wondering when I see ya, my baby. Ya, wondora, Benzila, Asara, Kimbia, Kimbia, Kumbatia, Mpaka Misha.
Kusema kweli. Next, we're gonna perform Lovable Beggar, which is dropping this 28th of April, as well with the other EP, with the other songs in the EP, Kusama Kweli.
I'm a beggar in the streets, stealing lovers for a treat. These lonely halls repel, but my home is not my bed, just a place to lay my head. Forgive my scented soul. the overflow uncontrolled. They won't love you like I do. Slow down and hear my tunes. Let me love you like I do. Kusema kweli, mchana imesleki. Theluji anibatiza, udongo una mapepo. Mfinyanzi nipe uwezo. Mfinyanzi nipe uwezo. Ziwa lako ni kavu, ninazama mali chafu. Penzi kwangu ni sabibu, ila lako sina tibu. Una haya kunisulubu. Sema kweli, sema kweli, sema kweli, sema kweli, sema kweli, unaniahidi. Sema kweli, sema kweli, sema kweli, sema kweli, sema kweli, sema kweli, unaniahidi.
Thank you.
So now that we know that we are coming to your live shows. That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh my word. So run Kusema Kweli up on all digital streaming platforms.
I have two songs out.
Okay.
From the EP, but the EP is dropping on the 26th of this month.
So we need to pre-save it.
Yes.
That's all we need to do.
I will be posting information about it on my Instagram this week, at Nduta Notes. Yes, that's Nduta Notes on Instagram and TikTok and other platforms as well. I'll be dropping the EP on the 26th.
So yeah. Pre-save. Listen, we need to run the ones that are out.
Yes.
Like, run it to infinity.
Yes.
Okay? And then get ready for the EP, which is coming out.
Yes.
And then follow you on all your everywhere that you are.
Yes.
Ma'am, that was exquisite.
Thank you.
I see why it's pasta.
Yes.
And I don't eat meat, but I can see why the pasta is there. And the pistachio. Yeah, because it's like, okay, she just did that. She just did that. And Nduta Notes, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you so much for having me, Chow, again. I'll and be back again and again and again.
See, I love it. I love it. She's like, well, you know I'm coming back.
Yeah, no, I'm coming back.
Definitely coming back. And coming back with your beautiful, beautiful sounds.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being a part of our Easter Sunday morning.
I am very happy to be here. Honored.
And an incredible blessing to us as well.
Yes.
This is going to be available on SoundCloud in just a little while as that takes place. We're going to do a quick change over because just the way, I mean, you heard the keyboards, you heard the guitar, you heard the vocals. She seemed all of that. We had people walking by stopping and like, is that what we hear? Oh, okay. Is that what it is? Wow. So while the quick changeover takes place, I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show this Easter Sunday morning. And okay, I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show this Easter Sunday morning. Of course, Nduta Notes being a part of the show as well on the live sessions. God bless you. Have a fantastic Easter. Football Sundays should be on the way. Gospel Tracks with Walt Baby Love. So I'm pretty sure what Gospel Tracks, because it's Easter, is going to be great as well. Soul Groove with DJ Adrian. He has an event tonight, so be sure to be a part of that. The Reggae Continues with DJ Raz Luigi. So that's from 5 o'clock. And the Capital Jazz Club opens up at exactly 7 p.m. My name is Chow. I got to say, Chow, take great care of yourself. The entire playlist is going to be available on X in just a little while. Be safe. Ciao.